our council is able to have those debates, vote, and whether it's a 6-4 vote, whether it's a 10, you know, a 9-1 vote, whether it's a 5-5 vote and decided through the mayor's chair, they leave council chamber and it's a vote made by council. And that's a rare thing. I see in other communities where people will step up and say, I don't agree with that out in public. But our council are so good at saying, yeah, that's a council decision. The other piece that I believe we do a good job of is working with the federal and provincial governments and working through AMO for grants and dollars that we need to support the various aspects of municipal work. Just currently, we're working with AMO to talk about photo radar and the safety of our residents, particularly in our school zone. So council and municipal government play an important role and I thank residents for their patience with us at time and their support, but particularly I want to thank council during this week of local government week.
All right, great spotlight, and let's spotlight a great get-together that happened recently, the mayor's community breakfast.
Just want a quick review of this and a quick first thank you on this 18th year to our sponsors, Marie Walsh, Rebax, AB Realty, FOM & Co., Stratford and District Council of Churches, the Hayter family, once again, step up with a beautiful venue and a beautiful meal. Thank you to those people that came. Thank you to Lindsay Gerber in my office who does all the organizations. And I thought it would be helpful to share with people the success of the day and how it elevates the lives of so many in our community through the House of Blessing. I went and toured afterwards with my granddaughter that facility again, and I've been in a number of times. The total that day was $3,500 in cash donations and $240 in food donations. That's a fair amount because a lot of the foods were lighter material like Kraft dinner and cereal and peanut butter as well. So thank you for that. I know it in not only that day, but it raises awareness about House of Blessing and their good work. I want to talk about a family that was the inspiration, Norman and Florence Kale of that. I remember visiting that location on the corner of, I want to say, St. David and Wellington, that White House. And at some point, they outgrew the back porch area, the veranda area, and they had a couple container boxes. But Florence and Norman Kale, Norman still volunteers at 90 years old. They were instrumental in our lives as our family became involved with CAS. My brother and sister, Ruth and Ralph, were adopted into the Kale family. So a special connection. It was an emotional morning for me to see Norman again and to embrace him and not only what he's done with the House of Blessing, but in our family as well.
And fun fact, Norman was my grade 6 teacher back at Avon Public School.
Wow. So a great human being.
Oh, wow, yes. I tell you, fantastic. So I've got here TTT, trade tariff talks.
Yeah, you know, once again, we are intense times. So, since the agreement from NAFTA into the new CUSMA, USMCA, whatever you wish to call it, in 2018, which came into effect in 2020. The key piece, two pieces out of that one, was the idea that we took the percentage of parts that went into a North America-built car from 62%, where they would pull those parts from China, from, you know, places where they could get parts perhaps cheaper, more readily. We moved that from 62% to 75%. So that was a big achievement in 2018, but also dairy access into Canada by American farmers. That was another major issue. We know that today in our local area, that 85% of what we're doing in manufacturing, whether it's defense, tool and die, whether it's the auto sector, we know that we're right now protected by CUSMA, And the concern is that if we don't cut a good deal, and being in the Mexican embassy a month ago, them saying we're not settling for nothing less than zero tariffs makes absolute sense. Because if we go from even at a 10%, we can go to an unemployment rate that are in the teens. We see it in Windsor already. We see it start to creep into Brampton already. So we're at 4.8%, the lowest in the province, significantly different than a lot of regions. But we have to really promote and stand steadfast with our premier and with our federal government to say, no, we can't accept even a 10%, because we know the margins on auto production sits at 6 to 7%. So a lot of work still going to do going forward. And these are tense times. I mentioned the issues in Brampton and Windsor where they're starting to move some of that production back to the States. So, I continue to work with the APMA, which is the Auto Parts of Ontario, that organization, to advocate for us having a fair agreement through CUSMA.
Okay, and it segues into our next topic, local international investment, which is an interesting title.
Yeah, and thank you. I'm going to start by thanking Carney and his group that are really busy on the global front, because we know that moving forward, even if we come out of a good deal with this CUSMA renegotiation, we need to diversify. We need to diversify with the EU. We need to diversify with some of our Chinese markets again. We need to be into the Indo-Pacific market as well. So, we continue to do that as a municipality with creating bilateral agreements with individual companies and individual countries. And I was blessed last week to entertain and have conversation with the German ambassador of Canada here right in Stratford as we broke ground for an expansion of a German company, CleanFix. I'll mention that when we look at expansion of in manufacturing companies, when we look at growth of manufacturing in Stratford, it's 75% is companies that love it here and can expand here. So CleanFix is an example of that. Between CleanFix and Schaeffler, which is auto and aerospace, both German-based companies, they employ over 900 employees, which is important to our economic base. And so Germany is the fourth largest investor in globally in Canada. They have about 700 companies across Canada. So we need to continue to work with those other countries, and in this case Germany, and foster greater relationships, greater ties. Next month, I'm heading to Germany to meet again with the ambassador and talk to not only Germany, but Netherlands and other EU companies about possibilities in here in Stratford to expand the diversification with regards to trade. And that's not to say we're packing up and saying we're not doing anything with U.S. I still believe moving forward, they are going to be our key trade partner. I don't believe that's ever going to change, whether it's in tourism or what have you, friends and family, destination travel. We'll navigate this, but we certainly in the interim need to diversify.
Okay, let's switch gears a bit. We're in conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma with a spotlight on youth fellowship program. Yeah.
And a little segue, one of the things that is highlighted when countries like Germany come here, you talk about youth, they respect what our youth are doing in an apprenticeship and post-secondary as they prepare for the work that they're going to do in these companies. A lot of times we think about manufacturing as dirty skills, and boy, these are high-tech kids that are coming out of our programs that Germany spoke about specifically when they were here in town. So I want to highlight a couple things with regards to our youth engagement and opportunities for our youth. As I said earlier, we work closely with AMO, which is the Association of Municipalities of Ontario. There's 444 of us. That organization came into effect in 1899, I believe. So it's been around a long time. I want to draw attention, and maybe later on we can get some info and a photo up, to the fellowship program, the youth fellowship program offered by AMO, where youth can sign up and they can learn about local government and local decision-making and how it works. They can learn about democracy at the micro level here in the municipalities. And so that applications are coming. The due date is October the 30th, so it's coming up quickly, but maybe we can get that out. And that allows me to segue at a reminder that another opportunity for youth voice and youth engagement coming up this Friday night in the City Hall Auditorium at 7:30 is the United Nations Day Youth Event. And that's being put on in council chambers. And the theme is building our communities one neighborhood at a time. Nancy Campbell's done some great stuff in this world here, and I'm sure they're going to be at the event. And the idea is, or the conversation will be around restorative justice's approach to navigating challenges in your community. So the evening will involve presentations and Q&A. And like I said, anytime we get an opportunity to engage youth, their voices is a big plus. So two opportunities for youth. And if you need more information, don't be afraid to shout out at the mayor's office.
And we're in conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. And Martin, we have lots of awareness days, and we have a very special one that we're spotlighting here.
You know, talking about youth, youth start with their mums, right? And I was so humble to be part of the Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Day. And that was a humbling event where mums, dads, grandparents, children attended the raising of the flag at City Hall. And that community flag is so essential. And that was October the 15th. And once again, it was a day of remembrance, you know, around pregnancy loss and infant death. And it's so important to remember the supports needed when a family experiences trauma during as a result of pregnancy and infant loss. And I want to thank Jillian Chambers. It's sometimes those really difficult challenges in life you don't want to talk about. But I think more and more in our society, we're bringing that out in the open and giving the support, wrapping our community arms around individuals. So it's emotional, but I know it's appreciated by those families impacted. So Jillian Chambers, thank you again for bringing it. It was our second year. So an emotional morning, but an important morning.
Okay, we're chatting with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. Let's get our spotlight back on the city with city infrastructure work.
Yes, and it's interesting. We're now the kind of the conversation has flipped, and people are saying to me at Market and other spots, what else are you going to tear up in the city? So, you know, that allows me to brag a wee bit about our city staff. Construction season has been great. It's been a long, warm summer with a few rain episodes. And so a lot of work's been done. Staff needs to be thanked for their amazing leadership and community engagement, because with construction, there's challenges as well. And I know it's required a lot of patience by our neighbors in these different areas, Avon and Avondale. I've visited a number of homes saying, you know, what's going on and how has this impacted you and what can we do? Certainly Huron Street, Albert Street is another one where I've been in a lot of conversation with residents. Downey Street, just recently a conversation with somebody with regards to it not being finished and the raised manholes, etc. Just out yesterday to see the Erie Street Trail connections for bike and walking, amazing work. And then because of some of the projects coming in under budget, Delamere is underway as well. So I don't know. It's been years where you could list that many in a row and saying we've got, you know, the reserves, the grant dollars. We've worked with the federal and provincial governments with tax dollars to reserve dollars as well to bring forward those projects and move them forward. But certainly I'm going to highlight once again, thank you to our staff, but thank you to our residents on being patient. And that includes some of our tourists that are coming into town and navigating some challenges. But I am certainly so proud of our city. Periodically, the word comes up that, you know, people are ashamed of this or that. And I am so proud of our city and what we do. And this is an example of us creating a safer city for our residents, and I'm proud of that work.
All right. Now, I have a note here, contract negotiations. What's this
about?
Yeah,
another thing that I'm really proud of, and we take for granted, is that around our city water. The quality of our city water is outstanding, and in order to get that quality, we need people doing that great work on a regular day. I think we take it for granted. Every year we do receive a report through our water division, a report from the province, and we talk about the Walkerton scenario that has pushed us to make sure that we are good stewards of our water. And so I want to highlight the great work of our city staff and local 636, which is our water division team, for negotiating a contract that'll run through to April, end of April 2029. And once again, I want to highlight the work of those individuals in the water division that allows us to turn on the tap and not worry about drinking our water. The only time we get a little bit of a concern is during the flushing of the fire hydrants. Other than that, and even then, it's potable.